Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Granite Creek Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GCX and on the OTCQB under the symbol GCXXF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Tim Johnson. Now, Granite Creek Copper is focused at the CarMax property in Yukon. Project already has a fairly large resource that was updated March 2021 and also working towards this updated PEA. Now, Tim, let's first start by chatting about the most recent news release, June 7th. It outlines the 2022 exploration program at this CarMax project. Take us through high level what the exploration program is going to be focused on this year at the project, please.
Absolutely. So the focus of the work that we're doing right now is target refinement and generation in and around the CarMax deposit itself. So once we completed the 2021 drill campaign, we modeled all the data, we got the resource estimate done up, and then in looking at that model data, we realized there were a few areas in our data set where we had gaps, where there wasn't enough information to tell us whether there was mineralized material or not. So we wanted to fill in those areas. They're in and around the proposed three pits. We've got a bit of a gap between the 2000 South Zone and the 147 Zone, where we feel there's really strong potential for mineralization. And that, of course, will be confirmed with a future drill campaign. But before we did that, we wanted to bring in a tool called Induced Polarity, or IP survey. And the survey will help us resolve some of the targets in and around these proposed pits that we have at the CarMax deposit itself, the gap between 2000 South and 147, and then zones 12 and 13, which, you know, kind of combines into one zone. That's very shallow drilled there. So I think that conceptual pit only goes down to 130 meters. And that's about the extent of the drilling in that area. And we see lots of potential to continue to grow those resources. Again, once we've done some further definition work with the IP. In the broad picture, that's what we're doing this year, is focusing in and around that CarMax deposit to ensure, as we develop this asset, that we haven't left any mineralization on the table, so to speak. And we want to ensure that we have a complete understanding of the potential of the three pits that we've outlined and as we advance the project.
Well, Tim, so you're basically filling in the gap, so to speak, in between those three pits that you have defined, and you have these three target areas. Why don't you remind the audience just what do you already have in the three pits? Bring us up to speed on the resource that you did put out and what you've already found, and then obviously how that may grow as you continue to explore these other three areas.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've just under 35 million tons with an average grade of 0.85% copper, 0.3 grams gold, 3.5 grams silver, and some molybdenum that comes in there as well, giving us a copper equivalent of over 1% on average throughout the three conceptual pits, giving us over 650 million pounds contained copper, plus the precious metals on top of that. So we think that is great, because that is a 43% increase from the previous resource estimate that was done in 2017, and that has now become the basis for this updated preliminary economic assessment, PEA, that the company is working very hard to complete. We expect that complete by the end of the year, and we are very hopeful that the strong economics of that study will really move the company forward, will be a major revaluation for the company once we complete, and it will also inform the company's exploration strategy moving forward once we have those completed numbers in hand.
Okay, so a lot still hinges on this PEA, right, Tim? The PEA is going to guide some of the exploration work, but it's also going to be very important to show the economics on this project. Can you expand on that a little bit, please?
Well, absolutely. So this has been a well-known project. I mean, the project was, I think, first discovered in the late 70s and recognized as a significant copper opportunity. But the knock-on from the project, if you talk to investors who've been involved in the various companies in the past, it's always been seen as a small oxide play. So the previous PEA looked at processing 11 million tons over a seven-year time period. We thought that was the Achilles heel of the project, is that short time period of 7 years for a base metal play is just, it's not long enough. So when we took the project over in 2020, we wanted to find a way also to show how extending that mine life would show improved economics. And to do that, we needed to find a way to process not only the oxide ore present, but the sulfide ore. And that's what this TEA is looking at. So we're really looking at really a transformation of the project from really a limited potential of a small oxide play to a much longer mine life potential, you know, and the economics that are coming along with that. We are open to looking at the throughput, and the PEA will address that, whether or not the 5,000 ton per day operation as proposed in the 2017 PEA is kept or that's increased to 6,000-7,000 and whatever. But we still want to keep the mine life in that, you know, sort of 15 to 20 year range. So, you know, there's a couple sliders you got to push back and forth, you know, mine life versus throughput, and just see where the best economics lie. And that's what the PEA is focused on.
Well, Tim, it's going to be interesting to see the PEA come out. And yeah, it's very exciting now that the company has this dual prong approach of utilizing both the oxides, but also the sulfides, which were never included previously. And you have roughly equal reserves in both categories now, the oxides and the sulfides. And so I'm sure that will inform some of the other drilling you're doing. But as you put this PEA out, are you hoping that at one point this could be something that you could, say, entice your neighbors at Minto with, or bring in another major, or partner with a strategic company? You know, what's your view on, once you get this PEA out to the market and everybody can see the economics, what's the ultimate goal of the company?
Well, yeah, I mean, we are open to developing it ourselves, but I think you hit on it, is the ultimate goal of the company is to attract a significant copper producer to the district that recognizes, you know, an underexplored district with really world-class potential. And whether that's Minto as they are looking to expand their operations, or we, you know, somebody, another copper producer that would come in and maybe even look at doing something with Minto and with us. But I think the value of the district itself is going to be on copper producers' radars at some point. It has to be. It's a high-grade district. You know, I think, you know, Minto has shown lots of potential for increased expansion of their resources. And we have done, I think, a really good job of growing resources at CarMax. And we're sitting on a significant resource, and we think there's still lots of blue sky to be able to grow that in the coming months and years.
Okay, so the PEA, that's going to be a big stepping stone for the company. But as we mentioned, that's coming out more at the tail end of this year. What's some of the news that investors can expect in between that time?
So as part of the PEA, we're doing some metallurgical work on primarily on sulfide. We did a little bit last year. We're doing some more robust work. You know, once those results are available, we'll be discussing that with the market. Once we have completed the current targeting exercise with the induced polarity and a couple other things we're doing at site, including some trenching, as those results are out, we'll present those to market and also present them how they could potentially affect that resource and, you know, what additional targets we have added or refined or developed. So those are kind of the near-term news flows that we expect for the company. But yeah, you're right. Our main focus is getting that PEA over the finish line. If there was an opportunity to present an update on that, of course the company would. But that's, you know, that's kind of looking into the crystal ball a little bit and trying to envision what that might look like. So that's where we're at.
All right, Tim, appreciate this update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Tim regarding the work plan for this year, the known resource, anything within Granite Creek Copper, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll follow up with Tim as some more news hits the market. Tim, thank you again for the update. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
All right. Thank you very much.